Brian Enten has done everything he could to make it to Michigan. It was quite an adventure, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It's funny you bring that up. Yeah, I didn't sleep. I had a crazy shutdown and the delays, and then I had to drive through the night through the snowstorm. I had never been up here to the Upper Peninsula. And, you know, I'm from Florida, so the driving in the snow was kind of crazy. But I made it, and I was here today for the 50-year, you know, memorial.
That was the goal. Brian Enten is one of our favorite, well, he's my favorite correspondent in News Nation. Let me just be honest about that. And it was all to make it to this huge memorial that honors 50 years and the 29 crew members who died 50 years ago on November 10th when the Edmund Fitzgerald went down. What did you learn? What's going on?
Yeah, you mentioned the Gordon Lightfoot song, which everybody knows and kind of made this into a legend. And, I mean, there were thousands of people here today, Lisa. It's very, very cold. It's windy right here on the lake. And people stood outside for a good hour and a half, let's say maybe 2,000 people, all for this memorial. I mean, it's very, very important to people that live in this area. And I met, you know, there's family members of men who died on the ship. I met one woman, her dad died, and, you know, she was 17 when this happened. And then there were people here also that were on other ships in the area. You know, the Fitzgerald, the captain was communicating with other ships right before they sank. There's still people alive who are on those other ships who are here. So the folklore of it and the mystery is still very much alive here in Michigan.
Yeah, and to think that it's still on the floor of the lake, that's wild. How many times has it been explored, or what kind of cameras have they sent down there to see what they can see?
Yeah, this was interesting. So there's been several dives with submarines, and they actually brought the bell up that was on the deck, and they have the bell here that they rang today. They brought out and rang today, which was emotional, and the family members rang the bell. But there's sort of this divide among the families, which I never knew about until I got here and started talking to people. There are some who are just hell-bent against any further exploration because they never found any of the bodies. So they look at it as a grave site and say, we don't want any more people going down there, regardless of research. And it's technically in Canadian waters, and you know, the Canadian government has sort of signed off on that. You have to get this whole permit process. And they haven't allowed anyone in quite some time. But then you've got this other group who's like, well, we still want to know more about what exactly happened. And, you know, we get that it's a grave, but at the same time, you know, people explore other shipwrecks and we want to see more exploration. So that seems divided, which is kind of interesting 50 years later.
And did you find out anything about technology today and how that would absolutely prevent something like this happening?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had another shipwreck like this since the Fitzgerald, which is one thing that really comforts the families. Just like they feel like, you know, their family members didn't die in vain, because they made a lot of changes after this. And while they don't know the exact cause, you know, there were problems with the boat, there was problem with the radar, there was problems with the watertight hatches. They believe the water got in. So they came in and you know, started all these additional regulations after this. So there's been nothing of this magnitude on the Great Lakes ever since.
And did they play the song?
They did play the song. And it's funny. It's not really funny, but a couple of, like, the experts here, of course, point out, well, there's a lot of, you know, factual errors in the song,
right,
which there always kind of is, you know.
But it's art, and that's what happens,
yeah, exactly,
with art.
Yeah, but the family seemed to like the song, which is kind of interesting. And it was just... You know, I had heard about this. I knew that it was kind of like the second most famous shipwreck after the Titanic, but I didn't realize the level of just passion in the community to remember it. And then also, like, you have people come from all over the world that are just sort of like shipwreck enthusiasts that are just like fascinated by the whole thing and wanted to be here 50 years later.
Yeah, and I think for us who grew up in the Midwest, it's always had a special place in our heart, just because the lyrics of that song seem so familiar to us, places and things that we know. And of course, it was a massive hit. So back when I was a kid, everybody was singing every word.
Yeah, no, for sure. The song definitely, again, made it like legend status. But it's mysterious, Lisa. I mean, there was no mayday call. You know, they knew that there was trouble with the ship and the captain was radioing back and forth, but his last radio message was something like, we're holding our own, which makes all of the researchers think that it was something really, really sudden. And there's some animations that they've made that I saw in the museum that are pretty disturbing. I mean, it may have happened just so fast they couldn't even get to lifeboats, where this rogue wave came, literally split the boat, the ship in half, and, you know, it was just seconds where they were just, you know, basically in the back of the ship going upside down and to the bottom. So it seemed like it happened very quickly.
And is your report on News Nation tonight?
It is. I'm actually going to be on in about 15 minutes. I've been on a couple times today. And if you want to see me just look as cold as possible, it's funny, my dad texted me and he said, "Wow, you look so depressed." I'm like, well, it's very sad, number one. Number two, I'm right next to the lake, and it's freezing and snowing.
It's freezing.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not exactly a happy situation here, you know?
And how much snow do they have up there?
In different spots, I think they got a couple inches. I mean, last night, this drive, Lisa, it was crazy. And there's no one around. It's so desolate out here. And again, I'm from Florida.
Yeah.
But I was, and you know, you have no cell phone service. I was like, this could go really wrong.
Yeah.
But luckily, I made it. You know?
This could turn into a Brian Enton story.
I know. I thought about that. I'll have to start recording videos, even though there's no service to send them to anybody.
They're searching the ravines for an objective reporter.
Yeah, exactly.
Always great to talk to you. We'll be watching. Thanks for checking in, Brian, and be safe.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.